You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Carbohydrates.
I'm very fond of the carbs.
Big fan?
Yeah.
Nice.
Carbs, so delicious.
So, what are we on? Wednesday's podcast, Jordan?
Yes, it is Wednesday.
Midweek. I found it difficult.
Hump day.
Yeah, I find the Wednesday quite difficult. Out of the lot.
Tuesday's my bae.
Really? No.
Tuesday's
I was about
day.
To ready to call it in. I was halfway through texting Jordan this morning, just be like, nah,
don't.
I was halfway through texting you, actually.
Yeah,
we should introduce Beck to the podcast.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome.
Hey,
hello,
Beck.
Hello.
So you have the honour, would we say, or the privilege of working with us? Or maybe you are unfortunate enough to work with us?
Yeah, that's a bit more like it.
The
curse.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about, what was it? A dog show, the competitive dog show. What's the
name?
Yeah.
Croft.
Croft, that's Croft. It. Thank you. We were talking about that yesterday.
We've been talking dogs all week.
And then we found out that you and your dog have done Croft-like activities.
Do you have practice in secret? Because I imagine if you just practice in a local park, people wouldn't.
That's a good point.
They'd be quite judgy.
Well,
because it could look quite odd, couldn't it?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's worse with my nose wet because I walk around with a bunch of boxes and people are like, what are you doing? I'm like,
nose work?
I'm good. Yeah, scent detection stuff. So
damn.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right. Hide your drugs.
Yeah.
They can still smell them.
Morning all. Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you for your midweek, your Wednesday.
Morning, happy Simo. We've got a big show coming up today.
Woo, a Wednesday. You do feel it just a little bit more, don't you?
It's almost the weekend.
Oh, no, it's not. It's nowhere near, but Wednesday is a tough one getting up. How did you go?
Well, Simo, we talked about on the show before the fact that whenever I walk to work, I have a habit of walking through spider's webs.
Yes.
Walked through, I think, 3 this morning was the count.
Nice.
And 1 even before I left my house.
Have you been bitten by something as well, just under your eye there?
Have I?
I'm not sure.
This is news to me. I'm paranoid about this now.
Maybe check that out.
This is news to me. Which eye? Lefty or righty?
The left eye, just underneath.
Yeah,
there you go. Oh, you had it.
Is there something there? You've made me paranoid now.
Check it out while we go to Illy. Last laugh. This morning we've got Today in Tabloids coming at you. We also have little forecasters. Eden, a youngster, he's going to give us the weather report at just before 8.
Mm-hmm. Simo, also coming up after 7, we've got your chance to win a double pass to the 2020 Snowy Hydro Kuma Show, which is happening this weekend.
Wednesday mornings are hard, but never fear. We got you back. Here it is, Last Laugh. More Aussie music. Simo and Jordan hanging out. Morning.
Yeah, well. Simo and Jordan.
Benny, that was Glitter on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan waking you up for your Wednesday and on the way to 7 o'clock news, sport and weather. But first, Simo and Jordan's marketing department.
Well, this is something you've coined.
Yeah.
I'm kind of unclear on. So are we creating our own marketing department?
I think so.
Have we been approached by a business to do this, or are you just doing it off your own bat?
Off our own bat.
All
going,
right.
You know, striking out on our own.
All right, so you've
into the big bad world of advertising.
So you've picked something that we are going to have to market.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, more so, let's just think. I think we could do a better job than this. I saw this last night.
In 35 years of Neighbours, there's never been a holiday like this.
Tony!
11 returning characters, 5 weddings, 3 deaths, 1 wild week. There's never been a week of Neighbours like
I mean, it's an interesting advertising platform,
yeah.
Right? So you got your recurring characters, you got your weddings, and then just throw in a few deaths in there, and it's a good time for all.
I mean, like Neighbours, I like the start of that. It says there's never been a holiday like this.
No.
And let's face it, Neighbours, whenever there's a holiday involved, there's always drama and normally deaths.
Well,
so I just love, there's never been a holiday like this. We went to Hawaii and had a lovely time.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. We just lay on a beach for a week having like a coconut and guava juice.
Yeah, I hope they haven't gone for like a coronavirus storyline because that might be a bit too.
It would
full
be very up to date. How up to date do they feel, Neighbours?
I don't know. No idea.
If they're like doing it live, then perhaps they could have, but I think, maybe not.
I also reckon that there's an issue here with how many characters? 11 of them returning.
Yeah, so 11 returning characters, which they've had loads. 11, like, what are the characters could have just been villager number three, who's kind of in the background of one of the shots.
And then there's five weddings, so it sounds like they're, you know, there's some unanswered questions that they're finally going to deal with.
Five weddings. Only two of them we're going to show you. But there's another three somewhere. Trust us, there is.
But the fact that there's 11 returning characters and three deaths, what do you reckon the chances are that someone's come back? Like, out of the 11,
yeah,
those three that are going to die are
They're 100% out of the 11.
Definitely.
Imagine probably the actor's getting called. He might have been like an out of work actor struggling to find work. It's like, oh, Neighbours want you to reprise your role. It's like, yes!
Yes!
It's the big time. I'm going back to Neighbours, baby. Oh, you're going to be in it for 3 minutes and then you're going to die.
I'm going the big time.
Well, Neighbours is the big time.
Did you just say Neighbours, baby?
Might have done.
I endorse it. So that gets an A+.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, fair, cool. Illy and Scarlett Stevens now. More Aussie music. Tightrope. I was like, what
you want? Simo and Jordan.
Judgment. Niall Horan, that was No Judgment. Snow FM Breakfast. 22 minutes gone past 7.
And Simo, how are you coping with toilet paper gate?
Just fine.
Just fine?
Yeah.
Haven't really noticed it?
I don't... Do you go to the same place every day?
What do you mean? I come to work every day, if that's what you mean.
Well, like toilet paper. So when you have a call to the wild.
I go to the bathroom. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but you go to the same one every day. Like, because you know how people prefer.
I've only got one in my house.
Yeah, but people prefer to go to their own toilet, right?
Oh, I see what
you
mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't use a public toilet.
Right.
Mate, I don't want to be snobby.
Oh, I do. I've got no problem.
Really?
Yeah, no issue.
Yeah.
Like, so you can't?
I just would prefer not to.
So you're one of these people. So only at home? Like, do you have to? Because some people get to the stage where they need to go. They need to, like, organise their breaks and their day around being able to go at home.
We're talking about doing number twos here, right?
Yeah.
Number ones, yeah, fine, no problem, go public.
Right,
I wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, if I can avoid it, I will.
Right.
But sometimes...
So say, like, we've got two here at work.
Mm.
Is that a no-go zone?
No, it's a go zone. I've used it before.
Okay, yeah.
Why, have you?
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, you don't care where you go.
No, got no problems.
Anyway, Simo, the reason...
Just in the street.
If you see someone going in the street later, you know who it is. The reason I bring up this is not to discuss our geographical locations when we go to the toilet.
No,
but,
sorry, yeah.
Because you would have seen toilet paper flying off the shelves all around Australia.
Yeah.
One company has come up with, well, what they think is the solution... I'm not sure. I head on over to Snow FM Instagram if you want to check out a picture of this. Vote on it whether you reckon you'd use it or not, Simo. Reusable toilet paper.
Oh, no. That would be a hard thing to get your head around.
Mm.
That would be a difficult barrier to break.
So what this is paper. So it's not actually paper. It's like a cloth type thing that you will use for those reasons and then pop it in the washing machine with your clothes and all that sort of stuff.
No,
wash it, dry it. Okay, maybe not. Maybe not with the clothes. Do a separate load.
Yeah, separate load.
Wash it, hang it up on the line, dry it, and then use it again. And just technically you'll never need to buy toilet paper because you'll just be constantly reusing this stuff.
If you're going to wash that in your washing machine where your other clothes are going to go in.
Make sure you don't have like a white t-shirt because that could very much change the colour.
You're not filling up the washing machine with water, are you? That's half full of bleach, right?
I would suggest even after you've washed that, you probably do another, just an empty wash just to clean out the washing machine.
Smart move. I can't see this catching on.
Well, what this company says, it's a bit like old fashioned nappies. Like babies used to have kind of cloth before we have the disposable nappies that we have now. They used to have these kind of cloth things that you'd kind of tie around your baby's waist.
Right.
And then it would do its business in and you'd kind of dispose of that and then wash this cloth nappy and then you'd be able to use it again.
Yeah, right. See, this is why dogs and cats are a better idea than children.
A roll of this reusable toilet paper will set you back $48. But that's, like I say, you never have to buy toilet paper again, so maybe it's a good investment to make.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous the levels that it's got to. Like, I just saw a video of an ex-AFL football player doing... what was he doing?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, with another customer for the last roll of toilet paper in the store.
I mean, to be fair,
yeah.
I've seen some of the other footage of people deciding who's going to get toilet paper or not.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the more civilised ones.
That is true.
I've seen some that have ended up in, like, punch-ups over toilet paper.
And did you see that other one as well where there was a newspaper that printed the whole kind of, what do they call them? The insert, like the... the inside of the newspaper, at least like 10, 12 pages, were just blank with the Australian emblem to be used as toilet paper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice, but yeah, why not? It's a clever idea.
Considering how valuable people find the toilet paper at the moment, how much typically is it for... You were looking at prices.
Yeah, I was just scrolling through eBay the other day. People have put like rolls of normal toilet paper on there for like $250.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Not including postage as well, which is the worst thing about that.
It's a bit of a markup.
Just a little bit.
Simo and Jordan.
5 Sauce, 5 Seconds of Summer. That was Valentine. Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it is time for my favourite part of the show this morning.
Yes, so indeed.
We got your chance to get your hands on a double pass to the Snowy Hydro Kuma show, which is happening this weekend. All you have to do is guess what animal Simo is impersonating.
Yeah, and I've gone really hard on the first two.
Mm.
We've had a cow with a throat infection.
Cow was Monday, yes.
That took a lot out of me. I really went full method.
I know. I didn't think you had to eat the grass, but, you know, whatever floats your boat.
And then yesterday, it was an owl.
It was an owl.
Hamish got that on the second go, which was really good.
6-4-5-7-2-9-7-7. Oh, that would sink. We are. We were both about to do the phone number.
Oh, dear.
6-4-5-7-2-9-7-7 is the number. Get set to dial.
Yep.
If you know what animal Simo is impersonating, 6-4-5-7-2-9-7-7. Simo, go for it.
Chip. Chip, chip, chip. Chip. Chip, chip, chip. How was that?
I mean, yeah, you really... I mean, you said to me during that song you got a bit of a sore throat, so you're not going to go all out for this one.
Yep, that's right.
You really didn't go all out for that one.
No, but it's a cute, more of a little adorable kind of animal.
6-4-5-7-2-9-7-7 is the number to ring. If you can guess what animal Simo is impersonating, a double pass to the 2020 Snowy Hydro Kuma Show is heading your way. Just give us it once more.
Chip. Chip, chip, chip. Chip, chip.
6-4-5-7-2-9-7-7 is the number to ring.
And at the show, you can get some pretty cool stuff done, right?
Yeah, so we've got face painting there, Luke's Reptile Kingdom happening, the Great Zamboni Magician, science show-offs, plus a whole lot more.
Wicked. All right, cool. Now, 6-4-5-7-2-9-7-7. Have a stab at what the animal was, and you can win. SZA right now. SZA and JT, Justin Timberlake. You're pitching
to the... Simo and Jordan. On the
side. Scissor, JT as well. That was the other side. Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out.
And Simo, we are in the middle of giving away a double pass to the 2020 Snowy Hydro Kuma Show. It is happening this weekend. All you have to do is guess what animal Simo was impersonating just before.
Connor's called it in. Morning, Connor. How you doing?
Yeah, good, mate.
What are you up to this morning on the way to work?
Yeah, just on the way to work.
Now, have
as
you...
As is everyone.
Yeah, well, just as well. Have you got... obviously, you got... some bit of time up your sleeve for the weekend for the Kuma show?
Oh, yeah, possibly. Yep.
Beautiful.
Hey, Connor, don't say what it is yet, but how confident are you that you know what animal Simo was impersonating?
Oh, I don't want to get too cocky too soon, so I'll wait it out.
Staying modest, fair enough. Well, Simo, I tell you what, let's hear it once more.
He sounds like one of those competitors on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when they've, like, run out of phone a friend and, like, he's, like, all out of options.
Well, I'll tell you what, Simo, let's hear the impersonation once more.
Here we go.
Then we'll get to the guess.
All right.
Chip, 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 chip.
All right, what are
some
your
of my,
thoughts?
Not my best work, but it's right up there.
Well, that's not how we're going to sell the show. Not the best, but it's close enough.
What do you reckon, Connor? What are you thinking?
Look, I'm going to have to go with a baby bird, like a baby chick.
Yes! Bang on!
You've
straight
done it.
Away.
Congratulations,
See,
Connor!
I am actually an animal sound genius.
I'll ring up David Attenborough. You don't have to worry about getting actual animals for your next doco. We'll just get Simo with a microphone.
Beautiful, Connor. Off to the Kuma show. Face painting. What else was going on there,
Jordan? So you got face painting there, Luke's Reptile Kingdom, dog high jump, music from Jay Podger, a fire-breathing man on stilts. That's pretty cool as well.
Nice. Connor, you got someone in mind you might be able to take along?
No, okay, fine.
You there, Connor, mate? Might have dropped out. Ah, Connor's gone.
He's just too busy celebrating his win.
Well, there he goes. He's off to the Kuma show. Maybe he's already left.
He's on his way.
Simo and Jordan.
How good is that?
Baby, how you feeling?
How good is that?
How good is that?
How good is that?
How good is that? Ask the question, you get an answer. That's how it works.
Yeah, Simo, we've got a couple of moral dilemmas here. We have never heard them before. We don't know whether they can be good or bad. You have to try and work out whether they are good or whether they're bad. You can get involved as well. 64572977. Let us know whether you think these things are good or terrible.
Worth mentioning as well, if you've got a moral dilemma, we'll happily help you out.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we can help out, but we can try.
We'll do our best. That's all anyone can ask, right?
We will do our best.
Pre-washing dishes before putting them in the dishwasher. 3, 2, 1, go.
No, but it depends. Like, it's one of those things. I don't use a dishwasher.
Mm.
I hand wash at every moment that I possibly can.
Yeah?
Yeah, I am one of these people that I'll wash as I go because I've just decided that's easier.
I'm told that's easier, and I'm sure it is. But, like, I'm one of these people. I just, doing the dishes is just one thing that I hate doing. Right.
I have been told that my dishes do need improving in regards to making sure that while they're clean, they're not as clean as they could be.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Simo, I'm a big advocate for not pre-washing dishes. Like, if it's something like baked on near to soak it, that's fine, that's different.
Rinsing.
But yeah, no, you don't have to worry about like pre-rinsing foods off like plates and cutlery and that sort of thing. I managed to convince three housemates that you don't have to do it. I've turned them to the dark side.
How does it go for you? So say if you've done a spaghetti, right? Because you know that there's the oil and there's kind of like a bit of an orange stain that will start to appear on your white plates.
If it appeals, if it starts peeling off, I don't know what was in that spaghetti.
Then you've got a problem. I've always, when I had a dishwasher and when I was living at home and I didn't have to empty said dishwasher, that's my greatest fear is like, I prefer washing as I go as opposed to having to then empty a full dishwasher load later on.
I'm completely the opposite. I'd prefer to just empty it when one
later on. No
yeah,
way.
Like a couple of my housemates, including some of my current ones, have said, oh no, you have to pre-wash dishes. And I'm like, no, you don't. Trust me, it's fine. It's like, oh no, it won't be clean. It won't be clean. I'm like, trust me, let's just try not pre-washing things. We'll pop them in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
And if they don't come out clean, I will take care of it and I will manually hand wash them.
Oh, really? You took responsibility once in your life?
I know. The 24 years, I took responsibility once.
I took responsibility for not pre-washing.
And sure enough, after about an hour, the dishwasher had been through its cycle. We opened it and out popped these shiny plates with not a scrap of food on it. So now my housemate does not bother pre-washing.
Wow. And so, does that mean you always are you always operating your dishwasher at full capacity?
Yeah, it's pretty much always full capacity.
Yeah, and then how are you operating? You'd have like everything. You'd have like the rinse liquid that you can, because the machine can take many things, right?
Does it?
Yeah, it can take.
We've
like,
literally got the washing tablets and that's it.
Oh, you just
have I been dishwashing wrong?
Yeah, you've got the tablets, but then you also there's the blue liquid that you can also get for.
Is there?
Yeah, because it does the wash from the pill situation.
Yeah,
and then there's the rinse liquid. The rinse solution.
Okay, I need to go to the supermarket after work today because I haven't done any of that.
Well, I don't know if people are hoarding the dishwasher rinse solution.
Let's not make that the new toilet paper, please. We need our dishwashing blue solution, whatever it's called.
Fits in the tantrum. Snow FM morning. Somebody's
Simo and Jordan.
Jackie Chan. That was Tiesto, Jacko, Post Malone as well. Song Not About a Ninja. It's Simo and Jordan hanging out.
And Simo talking about etiquette on an aeroplane. How do you handle yourself with your fellow passengers?
Now, you don't fly necessarily particularly well.
I think I fly all right.
Right, but you can't sleep on a flight.
No, I can't.
That.
That's one thing that eludes me, sleep.
And you definitely couldn't, I guess, successfully fly if you had a rogue foot on your armrest.
A rogue foot?
I like to refer to
it. I mean, admittedly, I know this sounds negligent or whatever, but I don't really pay attention to the safety demonstration.
Yeah.
I hope I haven't missed. And your rogue foots will be located here, here, and here.
Well, at least then you'd know where they are.
I know, so we know where to expect them. If a rogue foot drops down from the compartment above, attach it to your. Please attach your rogue foot before you help children.
I'm glad you've admitted to not paying attention to the safety demonstration.
Like, I mean, the first. I know this sounds really bad.
Yeah.
I know it does. Please don't say I know it does. But I don't pay attention much.
Because joining us this morning is someone that actually delivers that, Jordan. I believe I Good morning to...
I thought we were talking about the singer of this song.
No. Good morning to Annie. Annie's been working as an airline host. Is that the official term?
My official term's cabin crew. People know me as a flight attendant.
CC, it's way more gangster.
Annie, can I just ask, how annoyed are you at me that I just admitted I didn't really pay attention to the safety demonstration?
You know what? I'm actually not annoyed. Most people would be, but I'd prefer it if you didn't watch me while I'm doing it.
Oh, she likes your honesty.
Oh, do you kind of like get embarrassed when you have to do this kind of play type thing in front of all the passengers?
Yeah, it puts the pressure on 100% because everyone's staring at you and trying to watch you stuff it up.
Have you ever messed it up? Like you've kind of gone to point out where the exits are and it's like, oh, no, this is the part where we put the life jacket on?
Every day. It's like... this is the oxygen mask. Nope, that's the life jacket. Pop that one back down.
Annie, now, this has broken this morning. There's actually been some video clips go viral as well in regards to people going barefoot on the aeroplanes for the domestic flights. Is this something you see quite often for the etiquette?
Yeah, I dead set had this happen last night.
Oh, really?
I was a passenger on like a five-hour flight. Turn to my left, I'm trying to have a sleep on takeoff, and I'm like, I can smell feet. It was bad. It smelled really bad, and I look to my left, and there's the dankest looking toe I've ever seen. It's out the corner of my eye. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Just out of me, so you are a cabin crew, but you were just traveling as a passenger on this flight. Are you secretly in your head judging the cabin crew going, oh, now you screwed up getting that drink. You should have taken my order first. You don't know what you're doing, mate.
Basically, because I was in uniform, I feel like I couldn't say something as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait, so you were in your... was it the same airline that you work for that you were flying on, or were you flying on arrival?
I've been called out, so I was just a passenger trying to get from A to B.
Would other passengers see you in uniform and just kind of looking, that cabin crew is very lazy over there, that member? She's just sitting down the whole flight and having a Coca-Cola.
Literally, yeah.
And when you say you could smell feet, right, was this particular scent, was it anything different? Like, was it a generic foot smell? I'm just wondering if there was a particular scent.
What are you trying to say to different people? Oh, this one smells like garlic.
Well, I'd assume people's feet would smell differently.
It kind of smelled like it had been in a dirty shoe for about 2 months and never been washed. Like, it was bad.
Well, you know, sometimes it's a long walk to the airport.
Yeah.
Annie.
Yeah, but he was wearing thongs. I don't get it.
Cheers for joining us this morning.
Simo and Jordan.
Take your mama, Scissor Sisters, Snow FM. Simo and Jordan hanging out. 9:15, just gone.
And Simo, want to talk about driving in one of Australia's biggest cities, Sydney.
All right.
Can be a bit of a pain. You know, you've got the traffic, you've got various fees for roads that you have to pay.
News to me, never driven in Sydney, nor would I want to, kind of public transport. People say it's terrible there, but I've found it quite easy.
Rush hour can be a pain, especially now, when if you are in the eastern suburbs of Sydney,
right,
you have to contend with, one of these on the road.
Oh, no. Please don't make me. Here it is. Darryl Braithwaite and the horses.
Yes, a horse has been spotted on a road in Sydney's eastern suburbs. Metroville was the suburb just the other day.
Mm. Sorry, I just start getting distracted because I'm not a fan of this track at all.
I know you're not.
It makes me very un-Australian, but...
Where is your passport? Give it here. I'm going to cut it up.
Burn it.
No, but yeah, so a horse that was spotted on just casually going for a stroll on a Sydney suburb.
Oh, right.
No, don't change into another bed.
Sorry,
keep horses going. Thank you.
Yep.
What are we riding on? Thank you.
So dumb.
I know. Now, when you hear the lyrics and you think about them, it is a bit of a dumb song. But I like it, but you don't.
So is it the mounted police that are rolling around Sydney?
No, this is not. So this is just a rogue horse, which was just going for a bit of a stroll casually down a street in the eastern Sydney.
Did you just
Sydney
say it was
suburb?
Going for a stroll?
A casual trot.
Trot, yes.
It broke up into a bit of a canter.
Yeah.
And not quite a gallop.
Right, okay, yep.
Horses have a lot. Humans just have walking and running.
Yep.
They've got trot,
no,
canter.
We sprint.
We sprint. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't.
No, you don't.
Too lazy.
Hop, skip and jump. Jordan's never heard of that.
But no, so Simo, if you see a horse just casually walking down the street, what's the first thing that you do? Get your phone out and start filming it, of course. And that's what people have done, posting the videos to social media. It's going a little bit viral. In one of the videos, it actually shows the horse kind of trotting down the road, actually into a path of an oncoming bus. But luckily, the bus managed to slow down and avoid the horse in question.
Mm.
A couple of people managed to stop filming it for a moment and call up the cops and the police. They came, but by the time they arrived, the horse had disappeared. So it's a vanishing horse.
Wow.
It was white as well. So it was a vanishing horse on the streets of Sydney.
A vanishing white horse.
I mean, we could just leave it at that and say it's a vanishing horse, or I could tell you the truth, which was other witnesses just reported the owner came and picked it up before the cops got there.
Classic.
So the horse was not in danger, but this happened in Sydney. Well, not this type thing, but this type thing happened in Sydney a couple of weeks ago. I know that doesn't make sense, but stick with me.
Right.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago, a couple of baboons escaped and went roaming around?
Yeah, because I was letting you know about the baboon's bums and the technicality behind whether they're
Let's not get into the baboon's bum.
Because the pink and the blue scenario
Simo knows a lot about baboon's bums. It's what he looks up in his spare time.
Yep.
Let's not get into this. But yeah, so there's a bit of a thing happening in Sydney. Animals going on the loose. We've had baboons. We've had horses.
Hmm.
What do you reckon is going to go on loose in Sydney next?
Chimp.
Chimps, you reckon? Yeah. No, well, not chimps, because they like to party, and Sydney's got the lockout laws.
Oh, true.
So they won't go there. They'll go to Melbourne instead. Yeah,
they've got to get to bed early.
Yeah.
Maybe, what, do you reckon it's going to be something? I'd hate it to be like, because sometimes you do see how people like find crocodiles, like especially in Queensland, people just find crocodiles in the front yard and things like that.
Look, hopefully from a safety perspective, not them.
Yeah, nah. Please, no.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.